You're listening to Cinematic Adventures, proud member of the Misfit Faction Media Network.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I feel the need for speed.
Roads, we're going, we don't need roads.
Snakes, why did it have to be snakes?
Vultures? We don't need no vultures. I don't have to show you any stinking vultures.
You make me want to be a better man.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
He's looking at you, kid.
Not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cinematic Adventures. If you're listening to us on the go, you can catch us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you can get your podcasts. If you want to catch us on the internet, you know, go to our webpage, misfitfactionnetwork.com. There you can catch, obviously, this episode if you're not listening to it on one of those apps. You can also catch our other shows, the Multiverse Fancast or MF Uncensored. As always, I am one of your hosts, Sean, and with me here in the studio is Paul. Paul, how are you today?
I'm good, Sean. What's going on?
Not much. You know, just another day in the life of Paul and Sean.
Another day
here and there. But, you know, if you didn't catch our last episode, we discussed... What did we discuss? Why am I blanking?
A movie trends.
Thank you. The movie trends. So we're thinking of a topic for this week. And actually, as of we speak right now in Anaheim, California, the Walt Disney Company is doing their D23 Expo, which is sort of like their Comic-Con. And that's where they announce, you know, all their new movies, their Marvel, Star Wars, their theme parks announce any major ride, you know, additions come to the parks and stuff like that. So I thought, obviously, just on the movie side, we would discuss, go through the list of things that have been announced so far, give our little thoughts and stuff, and go from there.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a shorter episode.
Sure, yeah. Nothing too crazy, because we obviously don't know a lot about, you know, some of these things. They're just mainly just being announced. So we really don't have a lot of info on them. We might, if we have a cast, we'll give you that. If we have a little plot, we can give you that.
And just our general thoughts.
So, you know, obviously we have the Marvel, which I know Paul will know a lot more about than I will. We have some Star Wars, and we have some Disney animated and live action movies. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
All right. So, we're going to basically, like Sean said, go piece by piece, just kind of little thoughts here and there. Some positive, some not so positive, some indifferent. We'll see. But do you want to start with the traditional Disney, Marvel?
Let's start with Marvel.
All right, you want to start with Marvel, the page that I definitely didn't have up right away?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, the first one, you know, is obviously going to be Black Panther.
Right.
And according to the announcement so far, Kevin Feige has confirmed that Shuri will play a key role in the film. Director Ryan Coogler revealed that they are still editing the film, so it's not 100% complete yet. And the film will focus on the rest of the world trying to take advantage of Wakanda's resources when it is at its weakest. So, interesting idea, and I'm looking forward to that. It's obviously a very sad, you know, scenario, what they're going through, that obviously Chadwick Boseman is no longer with us. So, this has been... Now, how long has it been? It's been 2+ years since he passed away.
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they go with this franchise and how they continue the character and what's going to be. But obviously, Wakanda's resources, when it's at its weakest, you would assume they're going to kill off the character.
I think that the movie's going to start off with Chadwick Boseman's character, T'Challa, actually dead.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of... I know you didn't watch Glee, but when they had to deal with Cory Monteith's death, they didn't even address how it happened.
Oh, really?
Like, in the show, like, they do a lot of character narration, and, like, literally one of the characters says, people keep asking, you know, how we're feeling, what happened, this, and we don't even want to focus on that. We just want to focus... Like, it was well-written and well-done.
All right.
So I can assume that... I feel like this movie's going to start off with the funeral for T'Challa.
Okay.
A very respectful, a very tasteful, traditional funeral for him.
We'll see cameos by other Avengers there?
I would think so. I think that is the time that they'll have some of the... Even, like an old man, Steve Rogers. Like, I could see them doing... Pulling out all the stops.
Bucky should better be there.
Bucky better be there, yeah. You know, they did a lot for him and all that stuff. So, I don't know. That's just my theory.
And it's a good theory. I think it's solid. And I think that's very possibly what they're going to do. I would hope that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Something in that realm. I mean, why would you even just... You can't ignore what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's going
to
be done tastefully. It's going to be done respectfully. But it is also one of the things that they have not brought up at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't really until the first teaser that we were like, all right, so they are going to address it.
Yeah. Would you say that this is probably Marvel's biggest, the one most people will probably be looking forward to?
I think it's going to be a big one. Like, we talked on Multiverse about kind of the state of Marvel and how it's kind of in a weird state right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we saw Thor, we saw Doctor Strange, and we were both kind of like,
You they know, were okay,
they
but
were all right.
They weren't memorable, in my opinion, compared to their, you know, well,
some of their other
four. But Doctor Strange, to me, both his movies have been subpar.
Yeah.
I think he's a better secondary character in a movie.
I agree. He's like, it depends on who he's working off of.
Yeah.
But I think this movie's going to be big, and it's also going to help shape where the MCU is going at this point.
Alrighty. Next, I know nothing about this character, and Paul can give us a little more info on this. Ironheart.
Yes. So Ironheart was a character who took over the mantle of Tony Stark. I want to just get her name 1000% right, so bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Basically, we got a new logo. They showed a preview of it, and Anthony Ramos was tasked to play the Hood. And the series, they say that it's going to explore the battle between magic and technology. By the way, it's Dominique Thorne as Riri Williams / Ironheart. So she's another genius-level inventor, you know, because Marvel has...
Does she have a tie to Tony Stark in any way?
I don't know how they're going to do it in this, but I know she is going to be in Black Panther. There is a shot of her in Black Panther, and she will be suited up at some point in her own suit of armor.
Nice.
But other than that, we really don't know too much about it.
I wonder if Don Cheadle maybe will be in that somehow as
So that was a big thing that we were questioning, and we'll just say it now. They did announce Armor Wars was going to begin filming, but like, we have not heard much about it.
Yeah.
Like, that was a show I was actually kind of excited for. Like, the idea of Tony Stark's armor is just getting stolen and all this, like, some cool stuff. And Don Cheadle, I really like Don Cheadle, and I like him as Rhodey. I'm curious to see what would have happened if Terrence Stamp had stayed in the role. Terrence Howard. Thank you.
No, wait.
Zod. But other than that, like, there's not a whole lot we know about this show. And, you know, I don't want to get excited, but, you know.
And again, as I'm reminding everybody who's listening, you know, this is basically most likely stuff that is just getting announced or is very early on in pre-production stage. And there are certain things that are close to being done, like Black Panther is not too far away. But, you know, again, we don't have that much information on everything. So if you're looking for like a deep dive in info, you're not going to get it right here, now. So just want to clarify if anyone was mistaken, if we're expecting, you know, us to give you full on details here. But so Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, and this one is going to be directly connected to the next Avengers movie, The Kang Dynasty. That's really all they're telling us, and that Randall Park is coming back as Jimmy Woo. So obviously, you know, obviously Paul Rudd will be back, and why am I blanking on her name? The actress playing
Evangeline Lilly.
Thank you. And then Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer most likely will be back as well.
Which I'm excited for.
I liked Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I've seen it like a few times. It's one of those movies that like it's on TNT or TBS a lot. And if it's on, I'll throw it on because I think it's really like they have their own little world going on in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, between Paul Rudd's just natural charm and charisma, like he sells it really well. And he's just, I always like, producer Melanie always says that I'm Ant-Man. Like, I'm like, no, I'm Captain America. She's like, you're so Ant-Man, like, in everything that you do. But, like, I really just enjoyed his story. And also, Paul Rudd, like, sells it with the emotional stuff, too. Like, the scene of him coming back after the, like, with his daughter, that's a tough scene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is like, the pure panic and just the fear that he has.
Oh, when he's looking at the wall, trying to find her name.
Like, it's a very chaotic scene, and he sells it really well. Because a lot of people think of Paul Rudd, they think of comedy now.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You know, that's like, you know, Anchorman, excuse me, you know, movies like that.
But he's just a naturally funny guy.
He's like Ryan Reynolds. They have just a natural charm about
him. I'm looking forward. They announced he's going to be in the next season of Only Murders in the Building.
Yes,
so I'm looking forward to that.
I was very surprised that they did not mention anything about Deadpool at this.
Yeah.
Not even nothing. A whisper.
So.
But it is what it is. Now, this one you're excited for, right?
I am. I know nothing about it. Like, at all, but I just watched the trailer before we started recording, and I'm sold. I'm sold.
And we're talking about Werewolf by Night. Now, you said you have no idea anything about the character,
yeah,
correct?
It's just a superhero who uses his curse, you know, as his power, and then I guess that curse is becoming a werewolf. But the trailer was shot in black and white. I'm assuming the whole series is going to be in black and white like that. And it was just very reminiscent of the old Universal, you know, monster movies of the 30s and 40s, which, you know, is right up my alley. So.
Yeah, and it, like, the trailer looks great. They're doing, like Sean said, they're doing it all in black and white, and it's coming out soon. It
comes out next month.
Like, that's wild.
And like, I'm actually really excited now.
It's a TV special, too, which it's not a show, I don't think.
Oh, it's like a... Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, still, I'm down.
Yeah, so we got Gael Garcia Bernal as Jack Russell / Werewolf by Night, Laura Donnelly as Elsa Bloodstone, and Harriet Sampson Harris as Verusa. We also got Jacob Maya, Eugene Bouderant, mm-hmm. and Kirk Thatcher, all the undisclosed roles.
So it's only an hour long. Seems to be one episode. So, okay.
So I'm super stoked for it. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks different. It looks something that Marvel hasn't done before.
Yeah.
So I am very much looking forward to it. It'll be a fun Halloween style trope. And also, we have not gotten a lot of the supernatural in the Marvel universe yet.
No.
You know, we've gotten Doctor Strange and magic, but like we have not gotten, you know, and Blade, mm-hmm. very, very quiet cameo by Blade at the end of Eternals. In the
still haven't seen that. I gotta check that
Eternals
out.
Eternals? Or
I never saw Eternals, but I wanted to actually just YouTube the
he's not in it, it's just his voice.
Oh
yeah, okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right, that's fine.
But
interesting thing about Werewolf by Night, it is directed by Michael, I'm gonna mess this up, Giacchino, who this is his directorial debut, but he is a composer. And he's composed the scores to a bunch of, you know, big television series like Lost, Alias, and Fringe. He's also done the scores to movies like Up, Ratatouille, Star Trek, and Rogue One, Star Wars Story. So I'm you know, see how he does here with his directorial debut.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And just like we said, Sean's a bigger fan of the old school monster type movies.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy them, I really do. But this will be fun. You know, especially, like I said, I love Halloween.
Well, you compared it to the season four episode of Supernatural, which was basically all filmed in black and white.
It's called Monster Movie, I think.
Monster Movie, and it was like their little homage to the old, you know, monster movies of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But watching the trailer for The Werewolf by Night, it reminded me, when you mentioned it to me earlier, too, I was like, oh, yeah, no, the way it was done, it reminds me of that, too. It's interesting.
There's something lost about the art of making a monster movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could talk to it. Same thing with like Star Wars, like the, you know, real puppets, practical effects, stuff like that. Like Sean and I saw The Wolfman, like the remake.
The remake with Benicio del Toro.
And yep. it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's a mix of both practical and visual CGI. It was supposed to be all practical, but to save money, they went, you know, yeah, went CGI.
Those kind of transformations are very difficult to do.
Yeah.
And they take time and they take money. CGI is usually unfortunately, that was also like during a time where CGI was still a little wonky.
Still a little wonky. It wasn't perfect, but yeah, you know, it was still fun.
We should do that movie or that the Wolfman character,
yeah,
for Halloween. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You sold me. I'm good.
All right. Next up, we have Secret Invasion released its official trailer.
I'm actually looking at the IMDb page of it right now. So it's basically a series, which is, I guess, a continuation of Captain Marvel, but with Fury, Talos, Maria Hill, Emilia Clarke is in it, but they don't give her character name. Olivia Colman is in it, so very good cast.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the synopsis is Fury and Talos try to stop the Skrulls, who have infiltrated the highest spheres of the Marvel Universe. And it's going to be 6 episodes. Martin Freeman and Don Cheadle are going to be in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much, but, you know, so...
Yeah, the trailer shows Don Cheadle in there, and I don't know. It's such a weird... because the problem with the Skrulls was they made them good guys in Captain Marvel. They did one of those now classic Marvel switcheroos, mm-hmm. where, you know, oh no, they're actually good guys. We're going to change the entire continuity. But the trailer looks okay. Am I over Nick Fury? Maybe? Like, he's never been like my biggest draw to the Marvel Universe, except for like the first original Avengers
set.
Well,
this might be like the first reel where he's like front and center.
Yeah. Which is interesting. I mean, but
you know, because he's always been a side character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, certain characters to me are good when you don't see a lot of them.
Right.
They have their moments, you know, and they're good in multiple movies, but when they're in a smaller role, when you give them front and center, and I don't know, and in no way am I saying Samuel Jackson can't hold a movie or a TV show on his own. Man is
super fantastic. Talented.
But it's just, will it work, you know, having him at front and center of the storyline? We'll see. If anyone can do it, it's going to be him, and it's going to be the Nick Fury character, because we really haven't seen him since the end of Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because he barely makes an appearance in, Spider-Man with Jake Gyllenhaal.
But that wasn't him.
It wasn't him, yeah.
Yeah, he's
so
in space.
It was Talos. Was it
Talos and his wife are playing them. So it makes you, like, that's another question, because in the trailer, Maria Hill says, you haven't been on Earth in years.
Yeah, so he's...
So we don't even know, like, if that was him at the end of Infinity War, when everybody's getting dusted. I mean, yeah, he has the Captain Marvel pager, but who knows? I hope they give some clarity with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But going down the list, Loki...
I still haven't seen the first season, so I can give you no info on this. All it says here is that Ki-Hui Kwan, short round,
yes,
will be joining the second season.
Did you see that he did a picture with Harrison Ford?
No,
because they announced
at the D23.
Yeah, they announced the new
Indiana Jones 5.
Which isn't on this list for some
reason. Apparently, the trailer got a standing ovation.
I heard. I heard he even got really emotional about it.
He got emotional about it. You know what?
We'll go see
it. I'm still indifferent, but listen, I'll see it. I'll watch it. I hope it's good. It has a very low bar to hit after Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Just has to swing over with some monkeys.
God.
Yeah. But I just hope that they go very traditional with it and very practical effects.
We're talking about Indiana Jones, right?
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, I was making sure. I didn't know if we went back to Loki or not, because saw Loki. I didn't, so...
Did you see Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No, I wanted to.
Really interesting movie.
Good.
Yeah, we saw it on... I watched it on the plane to Italy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so... And it was like a three-hour movie, so it wasn't short.
Really?
Maybe, I don't remember. But I was very convincing. It was good. It was very confusing, though. So, like, you have to be paying attention, which is fine, because I was
very hard out of play, though. It's for me.
Actually, I didn't have a problem with it.
Really?
No, very few distractions.
On my flight home from England, like 5 years ago, it was a weird combination of movies. It was the live action Beauty and the Beast, the Power Ranger movie, the new one.
I love that movie.
And then Hidden Figures, the females working at NASA when the first space exploration goes. So it was just a random selection of movies, but it was just trying to get through that flight. I hate flying, so anything I can to get through a flight.
Yeah. Going down, we have Armor Wars, which we mentioned is going to begin filming next year, and it's taking place right after Secret Invasion.
All right, so that's still a ways away.
Yeah, so like... I don't know. Maybe they'll wait till what happens if it's Secret Invasion. Yeah. I don't know.
So the next one here, I think this is the one everybody's been clamoring for. And Fantastic Four. The only thing they've confirmed is that Matt Shakman is going to be the director.
From WandaVision.
And he is scheduled to be released on November 8th, 2024. So we're still 2 years away from this movie even being released. Now, there have been rumors going around. Nothing official, but Julie Comer... She was in Free Guy.
Mm-hmm.
She was the actress in Free Guy. She's on the show. Why am I blanking on the name? It's going to hit me. But she's being rumored to be announced as Sue Storm.
Okay.
You mentioned the actor's name who's going to be possibly Mr. Fantastic.
The guy from You, Penn something or other.
Yeah. And Henry Cavill's name is flying around that he possibly could be playing Dr. Doom. So... I'm surprised. I'm not upset that they're not going the John Krasinski route.
That was more just fan service.
When it happened in Doctor Strange, I was like, okay, we're not seeing him as Mr. Fantastic now that he's in this.
Yeah,
I think
just
it was,
like we won't see Patrick Stewart as Charles
again.
Xavier.
Yeah, no X-Men stuff. I was kind of surprised they didn't announce any X-Men.
I think they did like something for the X-Men '97 series, but that's about it.
But you know, Fantastic Four was I think everyone was looking forward to, and really didn't get much there. So I'm surprised. Echo. Again, don't know. Filming is now complete, and Vincent D'Onofrio is returning as Kingpin, but I don't know.
You didn't watch Hawkeye.
I did watch Hawkeye.
Yeah, well, she's in it.
Oh, that's Echo.
That's Echo,
yeah. Okay, I didn't remember that. Okay. I'll watch that. I like that. You know, I like that show.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed Hawkeye, and I enjoyed her. You know, obviously having Vincent D'Onofrio back is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then the one that I'm most excited for, Daredevil Born Again. Filming is going to begin sometime next year. It's going to have 18 episodes.
Oof.
Yeah, that's huge.
Now, question is that going to be split up into...
Like two parts, part one, part two?
Or is it going to be just like a regular TV show on network TV? Like, you know, you're going to start it in October and it's going to be every week and it's going to...
I wouldn't be surprised.
...have a holiday break or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
I think the question everybody is going to have is how violent is the show?
How R-rated is it going to be? Because they haven't...
The Daredevil show is on Disney Plus, so don't give me this. We can't put it on there for families.
But you know, it's funny because they haven't had Matt Murdock's cameo on She-Hulk yet at the time of this recording,
mm-hmm.
and that's what everybody was like. Everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how they present him on that, because obviously in Spider-Man No Way Home it's just Matt Murdock. It's not Daredevil. Nah. It's not him beating the crap out of people.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious. We got Captain America: New World Order. Big news. Tim Blake Nelson from the Incredible Hulk is returning as the villain, the leader.
Yeah. Is he playing? He's not playing the same character.
Same character.
Oh, that's the same character.
Samuel Stearns.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're really going back to that Incredible Hulk movie, except for Edward Norton. Like they could do anything multiverse with him. I'd be like,
he wouldn't do it.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never heard him talk about it.
Like, no, it's been something. Like, when it happened, I think he talked about it a little bit more, but that's about it.
I never knew that Mark Ruffalo was their first choice for the Hulk back then, but he just wasn't big enough of a name yet.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because, like, they had Robert Downey Jr., who was considered, like, a bad choice at the time. Like,
yeah, but he was still a name.
Yeah. So he's coming back. Danny Ramirez is going to be the new Falcon. He was introduced in Captain America, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Carl Lumbee is going to return as Isaiah Bradley, the first original Super Soldier. Mm. Shira Haas joins the cast as the Israeli superhero Sabra. I don't know. But I'm excited for it. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to seeing what Sam Wilson in a movie role.
I love Anthony
do.
Mackie. I think he's great.
So do I. I really do enjoy
and
him.
And this is great to see him now. He's going to be front and center. I mean, he was front and center in the show, but this is like...
Because Bucky doesn't look like he's going to be in it because he's going to be busy with our next one, Thunderbolts.
Oh, yeah?
So they announced Thunderbolts and they finally announced the full lineup of characters. It's going to be the Red Guardian, Ghost, U.S. Agent, Taskmaster, Yelena, and the Winter Soldier.
So Red Guardian is David Harbour from Black Widow. Ghost is from Ant-Man and the Wasp, right? U.S. Agent, obviously, is Wyatt Russell. Which one's Taskmaster? Is that the Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
No, that was from Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah,
okay.
The one that...
The one that turned good at the end. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's like, you've been Hitman. Yelena, obviously, and then the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So
stacked cast.
Stacked cast, yeah. That's huge.
That one I'm excited for.
That's basically what, like the Dark Avengers? Like,
yeah,
kind of
like almost like a Suicide Squad type setup, like villain-ish.
Anti-heroes.
That's the better word. Right. Let's see. The Marvels, taking place right after Ms. Marvel's post-credit scene. Goose the Cat is going to return, thank God. So apparently it's focusing on three female superheroes, which is Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Photon, played by Maria Rambeau, I think, from WandaVision. And they said that the superheroes switch every time they use their powers. So every time one of them uses their powers, they switch places, or at least that's what it sounds like. But I don't know. We'll see about that. And they showed an exclusive preview.
That was it for the Marvel. Is there anything you were thinking you would see information on that you didn't get?
Deadpool and a Fantastic Forecast.
Okay.
But then the fact that they're like 2024, it's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. But I think I agree with you. I think the Fantastic Four cast, I think people were expecting that. Because the rumors were just flying and flying and flying. And you'd think they'd want to get ahead of it, but I guess they don't have anyone signed on yet. Mm. Maybe that's just it.
Maybe.
All right. So that's it for Marvel. Now we're going to go to all the Disney announcements. And basically, there's really nothing here in terms of information. Some of this stuff got little exclusive previews. Some of the stuff has trailers. And some of this is just in the beginning phases. So first, we have Peter Pan and Wendy, which is going to continue this trend of Disney remaking all their animated classics and making them live action. Now, again, we talked about this last week in our trends and tropes episode, and you know, people are just tearing these movies apart. They're really like upset. Like, why are you ruining our classics with all them? Like, how are they ruining your classics? The classics are still there. It's not like Disney is saying, hey, you can't watch the animated Lion King anymore, or you can't watch the animated Beauty and the Beast anymore. They're still available for you to watch. If you don't like these movies, don't watch them. It's not the end of the world. So
that's fair.
I'm tired of people complaining about things like that. It's just like, just watch the movie. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. Hey.
Yeah. But like, but Peter Pan's weird because they've made so many.
But not Disney.
Oh, really?
No, not live action. That one with
the blonde kid?
Yeah, that wasn't Disney. That was like DreamWorks or something like that.
Really?
Yeah,
is Peter Pan public domain?
It might be.
Oh.
Because they made the one with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, God, with that tanked.
And Rooney Mara played Tiger Lily. They made one back in the early 2000s with Jason Isaacs as Hook. That wasn't Disney. Obviously, Hook, the movie we all both love, was not Disney. That was TriStar.
The novel. All right. So, although the novel of Peter Pan, also known as Peter and Wendy, is in the public domain in the U.S., the play and stage adaptations is copyrighted there until 2023.
Okay.
Interesting.
So the movie's in post-production. It's slated to come out at some point this year, so that's sooner rather than later. I'm interested. Again, if it's going to be sticking to the Jude Law's playing Captain Hook, all right, you got me there. Mm-hmm. And then Jim Gaffigan is playing Smee. Again, I could see it, so I'm looking forward to it. This next one, I don't know how I feel about it, and that is Mufasa the Lion King. This one's getting already just a lot of people, because a lot of people got such a bad taste in their mouth from the Lion King remake because everybody was just like, it didn't add anything to the love of the original. It just kind of was made for the sake of making money. That's what people felt like. So this one is basically going to be about Mufasa and how he becomes from humble beginnings to be the king of the Pride Lands. So obviously the hate and the vitriol is already out there, and people are wondering, why aren't we getting like a Scar movie, a movie about how Scar, you know, was as a young cub or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner will be reprising their voice roles from the remake as Pumbaa and Timon. Aaron Pierre is going to be the voice of Mufasa, and Kelvin Harrison Jr. will be the voice of Scar.
I really didn't enjoy the Lion King remake.
I agree. It's directed by Barry Jenkins, very excellent director. Directed Moonlight, If Beale Street Could Talk. So good director. We'll see. So it's going to be different. It's going to be from a different vision. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Jon Favreau. So we'll see how it differs.
And also they get to tell their own story. There's no expectations.
There's no backstory to the Lion King. So it's not like they're coming up with this originally. This is going to be an original story. So the fact that Timon and Pumbaa are in it, though, is kind of weird to me. Unless they're going to be telling this story, which then...
Possible.
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
Did you ever see The Lion King 1.5?
You've told me about it. I've never actually sat down and watched it.
It's actually so funny.
Yeah.
So basically, The Lion King 1.5, for those of you guys who don't know, is like an in-between quill. It's the story of Timon and Pumbaa not only meeting, but also finding that oasis that Simba ends up in. Mm-hmm. And throughout it, it's almost like Forrest Gump, where they keep showing up at important parts of the other movies. And like, I think at one point, they're the reason that all the animals collapse on themselves during I Can't Wait to Be King. It was actually Timon and Pumbaa's fault. Yeah, it's like stuff like that, which was actually surprisingly... Like, the reason that all the animals start kneeling is because Pumbaa farts in the back. And they all start dropping. They're like, oh, we're supposed to kneel? Okay, yeah, yeah. And they cut to Rafiki going, look at all of them kneeling for their new king. And it, like, surprisingly funny. I dug it way more than I should have. But... All right, which one's up next?
Snow White, again, going to continue with this live action craze with the Disney animated classics. This one is set for 2023. Gal Gadot will be playing the Evil Queen, and fresh off her starring role in the West Side Story remake, Rachel Ziegler will be portraying Snow White. So interesting there, and I'm looking forward to that. Again, I will keep checking out these live action, you know, remakes, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see how they're done. I want to see, you know, how they bring these animated classics to life and go from there. I didn't know this was coming out. Inside Out 2 got announced at D23X. I love Inside Out.
It's a good one, yeah.
I think it's so original. I mean, maybe I wouldn't say it's original, because there was at Epcot back in the day, there was a ride, a show that... basically was like the same concept, mm-hmm. where it was like a kid with like all different famous celebrities playing like characters in their head. So it may not be an original story, but I thought it was such a good movie.
And visually it was just done so well.
Yeah.
I think Amy Poehler is the only one who they said is coming back. I don't know if they said anybody else.
Well, that would be, I'd be bummed out by that.
Well, cause you're a big,
I love Lewis Black. He was perfect as that, but Bill Hader,
They were all
Mindy
great.
Kaling, I mean, and then the woman, I don't know her name, but the woman who played Sadness, who was great too.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But this isn't, yeah, Inside Out's not for another 2 years, 2024, no plot, nothing. I think they just announced that it was coming.
So apparently it's going to have, Amy Poehler, they announced, was going to be in it, mm-hmm. and now it's a teenage Riley, who may or may not be feeling all kinds of new emotions.
Mm.
So they just did Turning Red. Did you see Turning Red?
I did not.
Turning Red was an allegory for girls going through their periods for the first time. And they don't beat around the bush with it. Like, they are, excuse the term, but they like literally, they tackle it head on. Like, I remember we're watching it and we're like, when did Disney start saying menopause? Right? Like, they started, or menses, or like they really weren't like subtle about it in a good way. It was like really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I would be shocked. I would be very curious to see what kind of emotions start popping up in a teenager.
And what they're going to show. What
how they're portrayed, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm horny. No. No. God. That'd be actually like such a badass move on Disney's part. I won't even deny it.
They just announced a movie called Elio, which is slated for a 2024 release. It's still in development. No plot, nothing there. They have a picture here. I really couldn't... It looks like a multiverse of some sort, because he's like walking through a portal and you see something outside the portal, and then he's surrounded by all these like interesting creatures. So no idea. I don't know if it's... I don't think it's Pixar. I think it's going to be Disney, like just the traditional Disney studio. So we got that one. And then we have... Elemental. I've seen the posters for this one, and this looks like fire and like ice, or like living in the same, you know, realm or something
Mr.
like that.
White Christmas. We'll see.
But again, these are all really kind of in the, you know, development phase, stuff like that. We have Win or Lose, which is a TV series for Disney Plus.
First Pixar TV show.
Yes.
Yes.
Follows a middle school softball team in the week leading up to their championship game, and each episode is told from the perspective of a different character. The only cast announced for this is Will Forte as Coach Nan. Mm. So interesting there.
A lot of stuff slated for
Disney Plus.
Which is smart.
I mean, even the movies, you know, are really, you know, for that. Golly's Iwagu. Yeah. I'm trying to find that one on IMDb. Sorry.
That's okay. No, just. And then we also have the big ones we haven't even mentioned yet.
Yeah. Nah, I can't find that one. Zootopia Plus. So we're going to finally get a sequel to Zootopia. I was underwhelmed by Zootopia.
I don't think I watched it in its entirety.
I mean, it was clever. It had some moments, but it wasn't a movie I really ever needed to go back and really watch again. And that's another one that's getting a lot of theme park requests for Zootopia Land. Because, you know, when the anime, you see it in the movie, it's like really, you know, really
it's
clever
cool,
what
yeah.
they do. Strange World. I am looking forward to this one. This one looks really good. I really have to say, because it's very sci-fi realm and stuff. And this is also, I think, going to be straight Disney. I don't think this is Pixar.
I wonder if like Disney Plus is just going to be the total future of the, because like a lot of these movies aren't even, it seems like none of them are coming out.
I know. Well, look at Pinocchio went straight to Disney Plus, and
we gotta watch that.
Yeah, not hearing good things. But
not hearing
good things. I'm still going to watch it. It's Tom Hanks. You gotta check it. So, Strange World. The legendary Clades are a family of explorers whose differences threaten to topple their latest and most crucial mission. So, really good cast, though. Jake Gyllenhaal, Gabrielle Union, Alan Tudyk, Dennis Quaid, Lucy Liu. So, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Comes out in November. Trying to see if it's coming to theaters or if it's coming to Disney+. I think it's going to theaters because it's coming out basically on Thanksgiving. Not in that area, that Thanksgiving week or weekend.
I'm trying to think what else.
This one I'm looking forward to, the Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Remake with...
I didn't have a problem with the Eddie Murphy one. It wasn't good, but...
It wasn't great, but it was in that area. I mean, it was right after Pirates of the Caribbean came out and stuff like that. It was... You know, it had its moments, but I think this one's going to be much more darker and maybe go a little more with the ride. I mean, there were some fun nods to the ride in the Eddie Murphy one.
Yeah.
But they just announced Winona Ryder is going to be the star of it, a star in it. Jamie Lee Curtis is going to play the famous floating head.
Who was in the last one? Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly. So I'm looking forward to that. They've been talking about a Haunted Mansion movie for years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Guillermo del Toro was attached to it for a while. Well, I'm definitely interested in that one. Next, of course, is the one I think everybody's been waiting for the last, since they announced it.
Disenchanted.
Well, that too. People have been waiting for that movie.
Did you ever see Enchanted?
I did. Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
I don't think I ever saw it.
It's been 15 years, so...
For the record, this was not the movie Sean was going to say.
No, it wasn't.
But I caught him off guard.
He did, but I will say that I would definitely give it a shot. It's got the cast all coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And clever songs.
Oh, yeah. I do like a good clever musical number.
But obviously, the one we're really talking about is Hocus Pocus 2. Now, we just watched the trailer right before we started the filming, and I mean... It basically kind of looks
the exact same as
the exact same semi-storyline. I mean, it's really, what else could you do? Mm-hmm. Honestly, like I'm not knocking it. I'm not a screenwriter. I have no sense of being a screenwriter. I can imagine it's very hard to come up with an idea like this, especially for a movie that's almost 30 years old. But
Top Gun did it.
But many people will argue that it was
the exact same plot,
almost the exact same plot as Top Gun.
Yeah.
But you know, with a little different twist to it. But with this, we saw it involves two kids who are very interested in magic and somehow get a hold of the black candle and magically bring the three Sanderson sisters back to life.
Again.
And, you know, I'm sure there'll be some moments that we like. I'm sure, I mean, to get Bette Midler, Kathy and Jimmy, and Sarah Jessica Parker back, I'm sure they're going to be really great.
Well, seeing one of them on the Roombas was actually really funny.
That one was good.
Winnie,
because she's the one that was on the vacuum cleaner in the first one, so you gotta recreate that funny scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
we'll watch it. We'll be excited.
People have been waiting for this movie forever. I mean, it's been like a decade since they first started hinting that they were thinking of doing it. I mean, Bette Midler's been saying she'll do it. It's not like they had to coax her back.
She loves
this movie.
Yeah.
She loved being a part of that movie. So it's not like she didn't like it and was like, "We'll just pay you really crazy money to come back."
And I think it's going straight to Disney Plus.
It's Disney Plus, yeah, which I think might be a lost. Maybe they're afraid that it might not catch the magic of the first one, and they don't want it to fail in the terms of money.
But that movie turned into like almost like a Nightmare Before Christmas, where every Halloween, that's what people look forward to.
I don't remember how that movie did when it first came out, Hocus Pocus. I'm not going to look it up, but maybe that's another one where it was a cult classic, didn't do
it
as well.
It definitely was. I mean, it came out in 93. Yeah. Like, it's been a long time. On a budget of $28 million, it made $45 million.
So it made its money back. It almost doubled its budget, but I wouldn't call that a huge blockbuster. It was a success, you know? But it wasn't a success enough that they named it a sequel. I don't think it really caught on until probably a couple years later when it started, you know, getting shown on TV a lot more. But, and last and certainly not least, we have The Little Mermaid, which officially released its teaser trailer at D23, and we both just watched it a little while ago. Doesn't really give you much. It's basically
more visual.
It's got the score playing in the background, and then you get a little hint of her singing "Part of Your World."
Mm-hmm.
And
looks she's fine.
Very good singer, and I will see it.
Yeah, we'll see it.
I'm interested to see how the flounder and Sebastian.
The anthropomorphic.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they look.
Because, like, the new Pinocchio, like, they literally took Pinocchio
and just plopped him in. It was like it was like a CGI Pinocchio.
Almost like really good Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they went that route.
So much based on the cartoon.
Yeah, like, I was kind of surprised they didn't change it up a little bit, but they really went, like, cartoon.
Accurate,
like cartoon. We want this to look like the cartoon, only it's humans playing the characters, obviously, except for the animals. But even the animals are done in a way where they really resemble the animated characters and stuff like that. So, well, and that's basically
the big stuff. Yeah,
it. I mean, Star Wars, we got some trailers for the new series, like Andor,
which I'm indifferent about.
Me too. Nothing crazy there.
Like, I liked Rogue One, and I think Rogue One has gotten better over time, but, like, Andor never really appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get a new trailer for The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian Season 3, which is still a year away, basically.
Yeah. Nothing about the Book of Boba Fett Season 2 or anything like that. Tales of the Jedi, they think they showed. Ahsoka, they did some stuff for.
Mm-hmm.
They cast the adult Ezra Bridger from Rebels. I forget who they cast, though, but he looks just like him. It's really good. But otherwise, there were some video game announcements, but we're not a video game podcast.
Nah, not really.
But I think that's pretty much the biggest
stuff. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is Disney's, basically, this is their Comic-Con. This is where they announce all their big stuff. It doesn't happen every year. I think it happens every 2 years because, you know, a lot of this stuff they're announcing doesn't get done for a couple of years. So why would you keep coming back every year
just
to say the same thing? So they usually spread it out. And so next time we'll have this will be in 2024, and we'll get all new information then. But yeah, so this was fun. Just something, you know, just wanted to talk about that since that's going on as we speak. And we'll get back into
Here's all the Lucasfilm stuff really quick. Star Wars Tale of the Jedi.
Okay.
It's going to be October 26th, 2022. So that's coming out next month. Willow, November 30th.
I forgot about Willow. Thank you. Willow. I totally like that.
We'll probably do an episode for Willow.
Yeah.
And the sequel, because we never saw the original. It was way before our time with that sort of thing.
Yeah, Willow was early, too young. Mid-80s.
The Bad Batch Season 2 is coming January 4th. And Indiana Jones 5, June 30th, 2023.
And as we said earlier in the podcast, apparently the trailer or the scene, I don't know if it was a trailer or a scene that they got shown, but they got, you know, fairly good reaction from the audience, and apparently got a Harrison Ford choked up. And
we also totally forgot the Santa Clauses.
Man, this list sucked.
National Treasure, Edge of History. I like the National Treasure movies.
I'm looking forward to the National Treasure. I'm looking forward to the Santa Claus because you got everyone to come back. You know, I think it's going to be a fun little nod back to the movies.
Yeah, we'll do an episode for it when it's done.
When it's, yeah, and that's going to be Christmas.
Yeah. Let's see. Second season of the Proud Family remake. I don't know if you remember the Proud Family.
I never watched the Proud Family.
The Muppets Mayhem coming sometime 2023. And Star Wars Young Jedi Adventures 2023.
I love the Muppets, don't get me wrong, but I just think Disney don't
know what to do with them.
Disney has just killed the Muppets.
It's sad.
Like, I watched the Muppets Haunted Mansion when they did it back in at last year, and it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because I love Gonzo. But Gonzo, they've made Gonzo the face of the Muppets, and he's not.
He's not that, I don't find him that interesting.
And they made that crab creature like his sidekick now. They even got rid of Rizzo.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why are you doing this?
Anything else before? We got Fan Feedback Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. This week, if you could have any magical item from a movie or TV show, what would it be and why? So we have the Dragon Balls from Dragon Ball Z, the Power Morpher from Power Rangers, Pink Ranger.
Or give me the Dragon Zord flute.
Yeah. Wand from Harry Potter.
Just a wand?
Just a wand. Anybody's wand. The Gomu Gomu from... Oh my God. The Gomu Gomu No Mi Devil Fruit from One Piece. Thanks, Brian. Sword of Omens and the Book of Bungo... Stray Dogs. You can write things down in that book and it'll come true. So that's pretty swag. That is pretty swag. But yeah, don't forget, guys, if you want to participate in Fan Feedback Friday, super easy. Just find us on Facebook, Cinematic Adventures. Like it. And every Friday, usually around 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll get a Fan Feedback Friday. And make sure you guys participate. It's always a lot of fun. We always get some really interesting questions and answers and all sorts of weird with it, usually. You can also find more of our content, like Sean said, at our website, themisfitfaction.com. You'll find links to this show, other shows, our other sister shows.
Brother shows?
No, just sister shows.
Just sister shows? Yeah,
we also have our
sister,
store there.
Sister.
I'm trying to pitch. Stop Sorry. It. Trying to pitch, man. But you also have our Misfit store there. Also, reviews, articles, all sorts of things. You can also find us on all of our social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just type in the Misfit Faction and most likely you'll find some of our stuff.
Most likely.
Most likely.
I'm done pitching. It's like the door at Hogwarts. You have to believe that it's there. But yeah, thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
One of these days I feel like you're gonna lose breath while you're doing that because you do it so fast.
I do. But if I get stuck or if somebody interrupts me with his sister rendition of a show from the 90s that we don't watch.
You didn't watch Sister Sister?
I did. But yeah. Anyway, can you end the show, please?
Oh, please, I can. As always, I am Sean.
And I'm Paul.
And I hope everybody out there has a good and safe weekend.
Bye.